What's kind of the company feeling right now? You guys have a lot going on.
I mean, well, I guess excitement and enthusiasm for the future. Because like you said, you know, we're coming up, I guess, on our second Comic-Con, our first full year post iPad and iPhone launch. And one of our goals in the earliest days was to work with third-party publishers and developing and bringing emotional book experience to their titles. And obviously, we've announced the culmination, the first wave, if you will, of sort of this fulfillment. And we're really excited. And, you know, we're working with some terrific partners in this deal, as well as, you know, our partnership with DeviantArt. They're enthusiastic and exciting as well. I mean, we're just really riding high on excitement.
I mean, just announcing one of these agreements with one of these companies would be intriguing, but you guys managed to get IDW, Top Cow, Boom, and ITV. I mean, how much work went into this?
You know, a lot of work. Obviously, you know, each company is different, and there's nuances dealing with you know, different personnel and connections. It's been a lot of hard work. A lot of people putting a lot of hours on both ends. You know, on all their respective ends and hours. And the logistics were quite a bit of juggling, but it, you know, it's come together really well. And you know, in the comic, I come from the print comic industry, and it on one hand, obviously the pop culture impact the industry has is pretty vast, but the industry itself is not that big. It's really good staff people, and you know, outside of the core freelancers, you know, staff and the business side, and so while a lot of work went into it, you know, there was quite a bit of common ground with the different companies, you know, with me and them, with Liam, and you know, and other people that contributed to the whole process as well. So a lot of work though.
When I spoke to Ben and Liam last year, they were saying that, you know, Madefire was trying to create like a new grammar. And that it wasn't exactly comic books. It was supposed to be something different. So considering the fact that, you know, you're a former editor at DC and you have a ton of experience, you've won awards, I mean, what kind of swayed you away from that world into this one?
That's a good question. I guess a big part of it, because I was a big group editor for DC Digital when I left and helped sort of oversee the full launch of their daily original digital content. And it was exciting, you know, there were a lot of great opportunities and a lot of great relationships made. And but when Madefire sort of landed on the radar and I started talking to them, you know, they really offered sort of what I considered the sort of next level of digital storytelling, you know, an immersive reading experience. And one of the things that really attracted me to them was that sort of devotion to maintaining that core reading experience. Versus, say, companies that are producing something more like a motion comics along that sort of direction. They sort of had this fundamental core of reading first and everything to sort of, you know, the immersive experiences to benefit that. And, you know, it was just one of those opportunities where I felt I couldn't say no. It's innovative and exciting and on the ground floor of something new. And, you know, I look back fondly my time at DC. I was there all in almost 11 years, I think. And but it was, you know, it was time for sort of a change of pace and everything. It's been an exciting year. I can't believe how fast everything has flown by.
And speaking of exciting years, over the past year, readers have been introduced to, you know, Captain Stone, Treatment, Mono, and they've kind of fallen in love with these characters. So the big question here is, how is this agreement with IDW, Top Cow, Boom, and ITV going to affect those original series that kind of got the platform off the ground?
Well, in all honesty, they won't really affect them in any capacity. They'll all live sort of shoulder to shoulder. You know, on the Madefire Studio side of all the titles you just mentioned, everything, you know, we've been at a consistent bi-weekly shipping pace to date. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood. My goal is to get us back to weekly and release in step with the releases of some of the other companies. So, you know, in all realities, there'll be no change. There'll just be more content available the iOS app and through DeviantArt, which is great for us, for fans, for the publishers, for everybody. So you mark it here, no change in release pace velocity.
How else will this affect the app in terms of, you know, pricing? As of right now, last time I checked, a lot of the, all of the items were free, and the app is free. So with IDW, Top Cow, Boom, how is the pricing going to change on the new editions?
I believe there'll be more information on the pricing side of everything soon. I mean, one of the things we've been consistent with in speaking with the publishers was, you know, setting their own price point and working with them and Apple on sort of an ideal sort of price point, you know, within that structure. But at this time, we're not committing to any of the price points for any of the publishers, nor specific release dates at this juncture. Although we'll have more information soon.
Okay, so let's be fair. A year ago, did you ever think that there would be a possibility of somehow, some way, seeing My Little Pony, Ninja Turtles, The Darkness on Madefire?
I have a very active imagination, so I could envision all of those, although Ninja Turtles is still, I guess that's maybe a little farther off, you know, I mean, that's actually not one of the titles that's part of our announcement, but, I could envision all of them. I mean, and I think the titles that we're releasing with each publisher is in a lot of ways almost ideally suited for the platform. And having seen already some of the first builds on the various titles, I'm very excited, and I think our partners and fans are going to be really excited too.
How have the companies kind of adapted to the Madefire app? Have they found it easy to use? Has there been any bugs in the process? How have they adapted to what you guys do?
It's been fairly seamless, I would say, in a lot of ways. The tool itself is very intuitive and very user-friendly. And I can speak from experience, being a non-tech guy myself, that, you know, it can be picked up and learned at a pretty quick pace. Everyone that's working within it, I think, has found it to be a pretty quick learning curve. And it's been an interesting, I think, experience so far because the deal specifically with IDW, Boom, Top Cow are actually at this point taking sort of pre-existing print material and sort of applying the motion book experience, whereas the ITV Studios America, Katie Rogers project is actually completely new and built for the Madefire platform. And so, you know, there's been learning curves, with the print content and not steep learning curves at all, because it's coming at it pretty quickly. So, it's all in the process of evolution.
Is there anything else that you want to say to new fans of Madefire and existing fans of how this is going to change the platform?
What would I say to the world? I just think that I'm just excited, in particular, to what is affecting this deal that's going to reach a broader audience. When we launched the two iOS apps, the growth and the enthusiasm from the audience was terrific. The next phase with EVR and seeing how that community has embraced the format and the content and bringing on, the sort of next level titles of known best-selling properties, I think is going to bring up, obviously, a lot of eyes, motion book, a lot of eyes to Madefire. And I'm excited. I wish I could be on the wall the first time they open up My Little Pony or Transformers, the Darkness or Two Guns, and experience the motion book for the first time. Because I think when I first witnessed it myself, was just really blown away at what was achieved and what could be done, and yet not get you away or out of the experience in any capacity. So I'm excited for the excitement and the enthusiasm. I think a whole new wave of people are going to experience. So, it'll be fun. It's going to be a wild Comic-Con, I'll tell you that. I'm fully expecting a tidal wave of people.